You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's no cars here. Where did he just say? But he said right and immediate left. That's why I presumed it was in there. It is. We'll be driving around all night now at this rate. There, is it? I don't think that's it. Man, do you want to leg it? We'll park here if it is. What's that? Listen. Oh my gosh. Oh no. Oh my knees. I don't believe this. Jeez. I usually ask them to point him out if they want me to surprise the guy, you know. But sometimes they say, look, he's just in there and he's got a green shirt on and he's got black hair. And you're running into this pub, it's normally a pub, and you're looking for this guy in a green shirt with black hair. And there might be 20 of them there, you know. But when you're running in and you have no idea where you're going, a lot of the times people say, here, this is him. And I've often gone over and belted this guy with the club and everything, and I'd start reading the rhyme and everything, and the girl or whoever it was that met me at the door would be grabbing me saying, no, that's not him. So not only is a poor innocent guy getting it as well, but the guy that you were probably after in the first place is gone, and you have to go legging it after him, you know, and bring him back because he's seen what he's going to get, you know. Never driven me around, never. No, but I'm driving years anyway, and when I got into it first, then the handiness of it was that I was a speciality act that could drive myself. You know, so that companies didn't have to worry about drivers and everything else. So it made it handy, I suppose, on both our parts. I was. Come here. Sorry. No. Oh, sorry, love. I'm looking for, yes, and I'm looking for, wait, and I tell you who I'm looking for. Laurie.
Whatever. Be very discreet.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Barbecue, can we stay for the grub? If it was the last call, we'd be laughing. Yeah, makeup now.
Do you want the...
Is it out?
Yeah, just quickly. Although I don't really need it at this stage, this stuff.
Nope.
Okay, go. Just leave it there, we can fix it after, huh? Oh, the grub smells gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Unlucky us in the rush hour.
You see, a lot of the guys that I would be doing the call on are expecting, you know, a Dolly Bird sexy girl coming in, and they're all lapping it up, and I'm not what they expect, obviously. And they get roughed around a little bit, but I tend to kind of take over and things like that.
Weigh some grub for us.
Grant, I will. Jesus, they're eating like savages out there. God almighty. Hot weed loads, and they're eating like...
Oh, it smells gorgeous, that's why.
You're going to get a load of pound coins now,
because we're
going around saying, give me a pound, give me a pound.
That's okay, it's
all he's
money.
He's going to really now die, because never in his life experienced anything.
And it's his 30th birthday, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's never, ever in his life experienced anything.
Oh, good, and he's never been surprised like
never,
this now.
No, he's never had surprise. He plays jokes on everybody.
So well, he's getting his own back now. Oh, lovely. That's even...
You see, a lot of the guys that I would be doing the call on are expecting, you know, a Dolly Bird sexy girl coming in, and they're all lapping it up and whatever, and then when I come in, I'm not what they expect, obviously. And they get roughed around a little bit, only in fun now. I don't mean that they actually but I tend to kind of take over and things like that, so that would shock them more than anything, I think, you know. Especially it's good for the guy that's expecting somebody else, if you know what I mean. You catch him off guard and catch him by surprise, and you know, it gets the crowd find it funnier, I think, you know, that the guy is really being got, if you know what I mean.
Come on out, you go! Sure you weren't. No, you see, he's very agreeable, okay. So they reckon I'd be just to your taste. Do you like that? Look, squeeze that. Oh, you're not getting any sound out of that one. Look, what happened to that? Okay, now I just don't want to frighten the kids here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no. Did the kids stay?
Yeah. They wouldn't get up.
Oh, they must have heard me coming, didn't they? Okay. Well, on your birthday, I've come to bring you some cheer.
29.
It doesn't mean that you have to be slow. Sure it doesn't. He's gone silent. Okay. Now it may be Laurie that you like the best. Be positive about things. Oh, sorry, you've changed your mind.
No,
you have. You have. Because it's cave women that you love to molest. Isn't it, Paul? He's very agreeable, Al. He's very good. He's very good. Now, if Mike. No, now you're also rather naughty, I must reveal. Don't look so surprised. As it's the legs you love to feel. Go on, be waiting for Paul. What's wrong? Go on, get that on. The old wardrobe, and I'll show you the costumes, and this particular one is the one I actually started out wearing. It's the first costume I ever wore, and it's the same original one in its original state. It's a French maid, it's black, you know, the silky satiny material, all trimmed in white lace, nice, big, and it was funny at the time. I don't have much occasion to wear it now. Because when I was wearing it, it was funny at the time, but we stumbled accidentally across the cave costume. Somebody rang and wanted a wild big woman, you see. This is what happened. So we made up a cave costume. This is the original one. I don't wear it anymore. As you can see, it's in bits. It got well used and well worn, but I just keep it as a souvenir. It's off the shoulder, leopard skin, nice and furry. Well, the furry bit has gone a bit dead now at this stage, and a few holes in it here and there, but I've leggings to go with it that go up from the ankle to the knee, and the bobbin for the hair and little bits and trimmings like that, you know. As I said, I've got new ones since that. There's one of the new ones there now. That's more furry one, you know. But this is the matron I have. Now, I'm doing I'm doing a matron. It's a different kind of act to the cave woman, obviously, because I'm going in as a head nurse type of thing. So this is the police sergeant. And I'm only starting with this costume now, but I must say I was dying to get into it because I like the idea of running in and getting the fellas and frisking them. And because I'm quite physically strong, I can do it very well. Even if they're objecting, it goes down very well. You know, body searching them and things like that, you know. So I enjoy that end of it. And the handcuffs come in handy now and again, and we can handcuff him behind his back or whatever, you know, and things like that. So there's an up-and-coming variety that I suppose was badly needed for me, you know, but it was getting the costumes to fit me, I suppose, that was the problem at the start. These are my shoes. Now, these are the black Peyton high heels that look quite funny on me when I'm running after a fella and nearly tripping out of these big high heels, you know, because a lot of the time, as I said to you before, the guys would run in the opposite direction, you know, for various reasons, obviously. And I'd have these big high heels on and I'm chasing after them. And I won't stop until I can get them, you know. So it can be awkward. It would be better if I went as a cave woman in bare feet at times.
Now, hang on, this guy's 50, so now that you've reached the big 50, it doesn't mean that you have to be slow. Now, what does the guy drink? I usually look for what he drinks. He drinks anything, probably anything he gets for nothing. And he smokes a lot, so born and reared in Canada. But my mother died over there. My father is originally from Dublin. And when my mother died, I suppose he thought, well, he'll pack up and move back over here. So that's exactly what he did. I would have been 13 at the time. And I have one sister and we moved back here. But my dad never settled here. He was always wanting to go back to Canada and he couldn't get used to his life here. Well, he was so young when he left Ireland that he just couldn't settle. So he eventually went back, but I had met and married my husband at the time. So my dad and my sister went back and I stayed here with my husband. And at that time I had a couple of kids as well. But then it's a good service too, you know. I mean, it can actually make the night, you know, and get the party off the road or whatever, or it can really embarrass the person if that's what the intention is. So it really depends on the intention of, you know, what you're hiring the Kissogram to do. So, I mean, me, because I'm blubber woman and things like that, I cover a wide range, not only of space, but of occasions kind of thing. Like, people would hire me as revenge to make a show of the person that I'm doing the Kissogram on. Or, you know, just to be funny for different occasions and that kind of thing. You know, I suppose the other ordinary Kissograms, the sexy ones, it's a little bit hard to get them to do a revenge Kissogram. So I fit the bill there, you know.
Besides the mobile phone being a great invention, my number one invention is the microwave, because they can all come in, although the dinners would be done, they can come in at whatever time and pop it in there and it's as if it's only after been made. So that's the way this household is kind of run, you know. You might be in the middle of making the dinner when you have to run out and do a call. So everything is put on hold and everybody can eat then when they feel like it, you know.
This is where the car will overboil now with this. Oh my god, great. Oh, I haven't even got my makeup on. You can make contact now while I just try and sort myself out. Okay, is it on the left hand side? Yeah. Halfway down, is it? My kids aren't babies, so I'm lucky in that respect. And then most of my work has been done at night time. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot easier to organise a family at night time because I'm at home during the day. You know, I'm there to cook and clean and look after the kids and that kind of thing. And then in the evenings I'm out working. Now, having said that, I have done calls during the day as well. But, you know, they'd be occasional and things like that, and you can work around it.
Who have we to see?
Hello, Eddie. How are you?
Eddie.
Eddie? Are you Eddie? No?
No, Mick.
Eddie? Yeah. Hello, they're waiting on me.
Oh, yeah.
Grand.
Yeah, it won't be long, Eddie.
Ah, no, I won't, no. You all right?
Not a butter on me.
Good. And how's the other fella?
Oh, big surprise. He hasn't
Met
the notion.
Well, I hope not.
As long as you shock him,
oh,
we've made
no,
our night.
No problem. Hang on, I get my shoes. And where's my garter?
Oh, on top.
Oh, grand. The poor chap. Yeah, there's the money woman there.
Yeah, before I forget, I might as well give it
grand,
to him.
Grand, yeah. Getting the guy when he's least expecting it, and as I said, it's only a toy club, it's only plastic, but it serves a very good purpose, if you know what I mean. And while I'm doing the call, if I'm saying the personal information, for instance, if I say, will you work in a factory or something, and then you bring up his bad habits or something, and he's standing there saying nothing, I would actually use the club and hit him in the chest or whatever, you know, to get a reaction from him. If you know what I mean, to get a reaction or an answer or something like that, you know. And I think the club is very significant in the whole act, really, because as you said, it's used for power, but it's used for getting them to talk or getting them to do things, you know, or you tell them to get down on their knees and things like this and bend them over and give them a few smacks of the club across the arse and things like that. So it's all just brought into the act. When I'm doing the calls and I'm using the club, a lot of the women in the audience now would cheer you on. Yo, go on, get him, kill him, you know, things like that. But they see it as, I don't know, I suppose they kind of look up to me in a sort of a way for what's happening. They see the funny side of it as well, but the women will go on, you know. Now, you get the fellas doing that as well, but the women see more into it, I think, you know, than the fellas would. The fellas would see it from just getting the guy back, you know, and the women, I think, see it from a different point altogether. I think they just like to see that a woman has taken control, really, that, you know, of the guy, and I think they find that good and funny, and a lot of them probably saying, oh God, I'd love to be doing that, you know, and getting away with it, if you know what I mean. And not getting hit back or anything like that, you know. I can remember the first call I ever done because it was a pure accident. And I think everybody probably remembers their first call anyway. But I had no intentions of getting into this business. A friend of mine owned the company, and my sister at one stage was doing kissograms, but she was doing ordinary kissograms. So I knew what it was all about, and I'd been involved because my friend owned the business, but she was stuck one day and had nobody to do a call. And she asked me, would I do it? I was in the office with her, and she asked me, would I do it? And I said, you know, me do a kissogram? I said, God almighty, no. I said, they wouldn't be expecting me. And she said, well, I'll ring them and I'll tell them I have this girl and I'll send her. And I said, oh God, I couldn't. I said, so she said, oh please. She said, you'd enjoy it. It's good fun. So as a friend to a friend, that's the only reason I agreed to do it. And it was in Ballet in Finglas. So when I got there, it was in the canteen, and the canteen is a wooden floor and very big. That's one thing I remember, very big. I would imagine that there would have been a couple of hundred people sitting in the canteen. So I got a little bit of a shock. Obviously, the guy that seen me, he got a bigger shock, because when he seen me, he ran. And he ran all up the canteen and actually onto the factory floor. He had a shirt and tie on him under a white coat, and I'm trying to pull him and drag him back into the canteen. And in the end, anyway, I got his tie and had to drag him in by the tie. And as I'm doing this, everybody is laughing, and I'm saying, well, oh God, well, this is good. They're laughing anyway, so I'm not kind of, you know, I must be doing something right. So I'm reading the telegram, the knees are shaking, and I suppose the hand is going a little bit as well. And he's trying to get away from me, and I'm pulling him back. And I was a French maid at the time, because it was one of the guy's costumes, because that's all that would fit me, you see. So I have the duster, and I'm kind of hitting him with the duster, and everybody thought this was terrible funny. So the more I tried to control him and hold on to him from running, the funnier they found it. So I got through the call, and I actually enjoyed it when I got over the shock of it. She has down here, under tunnel, turn right. No. Second left into Town Park, first right. Oh, God, she sent me the wrong way altogether.
Yeah. It's a turn left.
It's a turn left. That's what...
come out, yeah, under the tunnel.
Okay, that's great. And then it's my second right.
Second right.
Fair play, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, we've seen somebody there, I can tell you. You have to allow enough time, but you can never anticipate things that could happen. As I said to you earlier on, you want people to meet you at the door. If they book a call for 11 o'clock, you want them at the door at 11 o'clock so that the business can be done and you can go in and you can do your act. Because I would never rush a call. I like to go in and take my time and enjoy it and get the crowd going and whatever else. So you'd never make up time in that respect. So if it was a thing, which often happens, you might come along and you're on time and the person says, oh God, look, he's gone to the toilet, or he's gone to the loo, or he's gone, or he hasn't arrived yet, or things like that often happen. So you don't want to leave and that call would then be dead. So they might say, well, look, can you wait 10 minutes? Could you wait 15 minutes? And a lot of the time, although you're under pressure, you'll wait, obviously, and then try and fix it up so that you can go in and do the call. So then you have to make up time on the road. Thank God I could be a taxi woman at this stage, because I know Dublin inside out, and I know all the little nooks and crannies, and drive up side streets to cut out traffic or whatever. So in that respect, you have to know where you're going and how to get there quick. I don't mean flying around in the car or anything, but just the shortcut so that you're not going a long way to get to a pub, you know, because as I said, you can be travelling from one side of the city. You could be doing a call in Ashburn and have to go to Britis after, because that actually happened to me a couple of months ago. I started in Britis and I had to go from Britis to Ashburn and then back to town to do a few in town and whatever else, you know. So like I said, you can't plan where you're going to be. It's whatever desirable time the people that are booking it want it for. I mean, it's the customer you want to keep happy, isn't it? You know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
Hang on, watch. Oh, thank God, come on. Getting held up with the lights. Who have we to see? Who have we to see?
Hello.
Sorry. Just going to get him in your bag in a minute.
He's on the way out now.
Graham, thank you very much.
Ah.
What name have you got? Gary,
isn't it? Gary Salton, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I
mean. There's one going on at the moment now. Yeah, party,
yeah,
the
I wonder who it is.
Is there a DJ in there tonight?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll drag him up. Now, what about the chains on his ankles?
No, he can
walk.
Can he walk?
Oh,
can walk.
Lovely. Yeah. Well, if he can't, I'll have to pick him up and carry him
whatever,
up. Will I?
Whatever you're into.
Jeez, did you hear him?
Excuse me, it's not me, right?
I know. It's only free sample. I'd hate to tell you the clubs I'm into, but how on earth? I won't go into details. Are we ready? Okay, point him out. Bring me to him.
Right, Dave, come on, take your medicine. My God, he's fully dressed as well as everything else.
Well, the difference between myself and an ordinary sexy Dollybird kissogram would be that I can create the atmosphere of fun for the men and the women in the audience. Because when an ordinary kissogram is doing a call on the husband or the boyfriend or whatever else, it can cause terrible jealousy on the women's part. And vice versa too, I suppose. With the guy doing it on the girl, the guys can get jealous. So, you know, it can work both ways. But with me, I'm in a unique situation where the women will find it funny, and it, you know, they've no need to be jealous or anything like that, and it just creates a whole atmosphere of fun.
It's okay, you're ready. There's only a taste for what's to come. Now, David, they tell me you're soon to be wed.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. I'm dying to try out.
I've always been very deceiving. I mean, wouldn't I love to be a size 18? I'm in fact a size 22 in clothes. I'm very limited to where I can buy my clothes, you know. But although I'm big and I mightn't seem quite as big as what you think, I'm solid. That sounds a bit ridiculous, but I am more solid than flabby, I suppose, you know. Maybe it's because I'm so active, I don't know. It's just my build, there's nothing I can do about it. And because of the business I'm in, I'm going on no diets. And I'm quite happy being the way I am at the moment. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with it. But I, you know, I'm not... I mean, I am 17 stone in weight. So, you know, no matter how you wrap it and parcel it up, that's the truth of it, you know? Free sample for you, it's alright. You're all ready. Are you ready? Are you around the front or the back?
Up the back. Right up there.
Oh, Graham, well, point him out to me when we get in
black
there.
Black jeans and a kind of a shirt with white and blue on it. It's like a clothy shirt.
Right.
It's a fashion kind of
bald. I bet you there's 20 fellas in there.
No, I
hope they don't all look the same.
Seven,
okay, you're all set. So it's Ted, isn't it? You can give it to yourself.
Thanks.
Off you go. I hope he doesn't run when he sees me coming. But if he does see me coming, he will run. Are you ready for this? You pull that table over, will you?
No.
out. Ah, the nibble ear. Oh. Don't get your hopes up. It's all right, Jeff. Your ear, that. You won't, you know. Nibble, I don't reckon that this is your last claim. No comment. I'm very quiet, isn't he? Well, it is, you know. Yes. Yeah, well, he's very agreeable anyway, isn't he? It's not good because it's cave. Women that you love to molest. Isn't it? Yeah, yeah, all right, don't get in the way. Hey, you're out of here. What do you think you're going to do? Hold on a minute, Ted, just bend over. Lovely. Oh, lovely.
You know, I would never, even running in and out of the pubs, I never hit women. I mean, that's my policy. Just get the men. You know, just get the men.
That's a secret joke.
I have to make sure I keep me figure. So I'll take a big lump of tart and I'll be fine. Huh? I have to make sure I keep me figure. Can't miss any meals or anything, you know?
When I first started doing calls, I wasn't as big as I am now. I would have been quite a few stone lighter. And I was doing it as a joke, as I said to you. But because I was still bigger than an ordinary kissogram, because I would have been in a size 16 at the time. Between 16 to 18, wasn't I, man?
Yeah.
And there was no restrictions. And because it was funny and everybody thought it was hilarious, I was called back to do more calls, obviously. But there was no... I had no reason to count the calories at the time. Because I wasn't doing something that I was supposed to be skinny for anyway. Or supposed to be slim for anyway. So I had no reason to diet. And I don't have any reason to diet. And the funny thing about it is, it's not that I'd eat... It's not for what I'd eat either. You know, It's my build at the moment. If I worked hard, okay, I could lose weight, and I know I could, and that would be very strict. I love my food. I love very I love spicy foods. I'm not a sweet eater. I'm not a sweet person, but I do love spicy, good food. I love a lot of vegetables. I love a lot of meat. Good few potatoes, and I like all the trimmings that go with it. I like good, sensible meals as well. You know. So, but I mean, I would have to. If I was to go on a diet, I'd have to cut out the things I like the sauces that I like on my steak, or the, do you know what I mean? Things like that. So I do eat well, and I love my grub, and I'm going to continue to eat well. I'm fit. I don't smoke or drink, so I see no reason to lose weight. So I'm not trying. It depends on if you're happy with yourself, though, too. You know, I'm happy with me. I'm me, and nothing's going to change me. So I'm quite happy with my lot. And it's just nice to know that I can be me and still make a few bob being me. You know, without having to work so hard on a diet or anything like that, you know? And you work as a bouncer, so I hear Jeff. She's not very good at bouncing as well. No problem. There's a pair of us, isn't it? Yeah, you're into weights. And kickboxing in a very big way. Yes, you are. And when it comes to the side of you, sure to put it away.
You're about over there.
Of course you are.
And you're game for a laugh and a bit of crack as well. You're getting very jokey. I wasn't going to do anything that time. But there'll be no more nights with the lads. It's really a shame. Oh, once you've got the ball and chain. I don't know how he's holding back. Yeah. Now these skinny women are just so fun. Children, that's it. No. Guys, honey, you know, Big Mama's the one. Oh. All right, Ted, down your knees. This is from all the lads. Oh, no. Oh, you go. Oh, yes. Oh, you go. Oh, oh, my God. They're
tipping. Put down his
pants. Come on. One, three cheers for Ted. Hip, hip. Hip hip! Hip hip! Oh God, he sounds great, doesn't he?
night. See you, bye-bye. See you.
We're at the front door now.
Elsa's like, ma'am. Jeez, I don't know where we are now. Around here, it doesn't matter. We're near enough. Oh, very quiet in there tonight.
I don't strip the guys and I don't strip myself. I don't think there's any need for it, I have to be honest with you. As I said, my act would be totally different to an ordinary Kissograms act. I basically just go in as a cave woman. I mean, I have gone in as a matron and things like that, but I think the cave woman has hit it big because I can be rough and ready and whatever, you know. And I don't think there's any need to strip the guy. And obviously, I'm not going to strip. So, you know, we just play on the fun element of it, you know, without anything else. I mean, we can have, you know, you can joke and you can laugh and the rhyme can be, you know, funny and mention things and things like that. But that's as far as it goes, you know. And then there's nobody in the audience feels uncomfortable with it, you know. I like to give value for money because people are paying out a few bob for it. So from my end of it, I like to go in and I like to put on a good show for starters. But to break it down, I mean, the person doing the call gets a certain percentage of it. Okay, the company gets a certain percentage of it. The driver gets a certain percentage of it. The, you know, petrol money and all that kind of thing. So that it's a combination of all that. And that's why they're priced at the prices they are. I suppose I'm a little bit more expensive than the ordinary Kissograms because I'm unique, I suppose. But personally speaking, I like to give value for money, which means I don't like to go in and just read through the telegram and run out. I like to go in and do my stint and my act and have fun with the guy and get the audience involved and, you know, make sure that it's good value for money.
Don't ask me what the name of the village was because I can't remember. But it was right over the border and that was some drive. But we've been to Carlow and we've been to Wexford and we've Glow and Meath and where else have we been? God, we've been nearly everywhere, haven't we? Now? I can't remember the name of the village over the border. But we've been all directions, you know, from Dublin. I've been in Longford and all down that way as well. And I don't think there's been a Tullamore. You know, I don't think there's been a place that we haven't kind of been at some stage or another, you know. And I haven't been to Cork. No, that's a little bit too far, I think. You're talking about a lot of money then, too. That the people have to pay out too much money, you know. Got to pay the travelling expenses to get to these places, and still they're just getting the same call as if they were in Dublin, you know. £42 to £43 is the normal fee for me, as I said, because I'm a specialty out. The ordinary Kissograms normal fee would be about £38. And then anything outside of Dublin, you add on kind of pound per mile type of thing, you know, for travelling. But that's not bad value either, I suppose, because they're only paying a pound per mile one way. They don't have to pay it on the way back. Do you know what I mean? And then, sure, with me, are they lucky they're not paying pound for me?
I've always wanted to go home. Always wanted to go home. My husband, no, he's not interested in going to live in Canada, I suppose. And my kids are at the stage now where I won't go. And it will be a dream, really, because I've spent so many years here that I don't think I could uproot myself now and start all over again. My family's here, and you know, my own kids, and they have their own lives too, and I'm here for good, you know. I wouldn't leave friends and family and everything to start over again, although it was always a dream to go home.
I was in the business a while when another girl that used to be a comedian came into the business, but she didn't stay very long in it. And that was really the only competition I ever had, but it was no competition as such, because I still had all my work to do anyway. So I wasn't kind of losing out, you know, I wasn't losing out anything by it. But it just meant that there was two of us, you know. And since then, nobody else has come into the business. See, a lot of big girls would be too embarrassed to do it anyway. You know, some people want kissograms that are sexy and things like that, you know. But other people want something that's totally just funny, and they want to get the guy unexpectedly, or they want to shock him, or, you know, things like that. So it really depends on what they want. But I mean, I've never had a problem with having enough work. I've always had enough work. I'm just glad Dublin has a big population.
If you enjoyed this documentary, you might like to listen to our other Documentary on One productions. Visit rte.ie/docon1.